Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're back at it. Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We got my man Sham 1016 in the building, man. This is a real pleasure to have you on, bro. I mean, it's a long time coming. We've been seeing you come up. You were here when Airplane James was here, and I just told you, I'm like, yo, just be patient. One of these days it's going to work out, and I'm glad we're doing it right now. My first introduction to you, I remember at Payday LA, I remember bringing you out on stage, and I remember, shouts out to Prez, I was like, yo, are you sure? This is his name. I don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah.
1016, are you sure? He's like, yeah. So I shouted you out, got you out there, and you rocked. And I just kind of remember seeing the progression ever since, man. Let's start off with that. The name for the people that are just seeing you for the first time. What's Sham since 1016? Where you hail from? Give them the brief introduction, bro.
Man, Sham 1016, fucking nigga mean. You understand me?
Himothy.
You feel me? Himothy and all that. You know what I mean? But 1016 is the block. 1016 West 90th Street. Mm. You feel me? Like, that's where I came up at. That's where I came from. Shit, my mama and daddy met on 90th Street. You feel me? Like, mom's is on 90th in Vermont. Pops is on 90th in Budlong. So
crazy. Shit. South Central is Mecca.
You feel me?
Damn, bro. Now, okay, I want to talk about the project for sure because
Foul Play is out now.
It's
officially out.
It's back out.
What's funny is a lot of foul play going on with the album in itself, man. Oh, so talk about what really happened. You had an original release date.
Yeah, April 8th.
April 8th, yeah. Which is a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
It didn't come out. Now.
On time. Yeah.
So a lot of people were wondering what's going on.
Right.
And this kind of speaks to your genius, but kind of give people a play-by-play action as to what was going on in your mind when you set to release this project. You have a nice little run for everything. I actually pulled up to the studio, listened to it. I'm like, I'm ready to hear it too. Right. And it doesn't come out. What's going through your mind? And kind of tell people how you bounce back and kind of officially had this rollout for yourself.
Bet you wondering how I got here. You're going to take it back to April 8th.
Let's go.
You feel me? All right, April 8th. That shit didn't come out.
Why?
Basically.
Simple. I don't know. It got delayed. So, boom, it got delayed. Then I was just like, I'm not going to sit here and just go on social media and just... You know what I'm saying? Losing my cool.
So when you say delayed, though, like, so do you get a notice? Like, you obviously submit it and nothing's up.
No
You're notice. Waiting for it to.
I'm waiting.
So 9 I'm o'clock, checking. Which is 12 East Coast time, 9 p.m. West Coast time, you're like, where is it
at? Where's my shit?
10 I'm o'clock, looking. Still not up. The next day, still not up. At what point, what do you do?
I'm just like, I got to pivot. I got to call an audible. Like, I got to make it look like this was intended. You feel me? So... just to keep the eyes and the mind wondering, you feel me? So it's just like, all right, what could I do? All right, I'm going to make a ransom note. You feel me? I'm going to make this ransom note this shit just got, you know, snatched up or whatever. And then it worked. So much so, people really thought that was my whole intent. Like, I was just leading up to it just for it to not come out on the 8th. Mm-hmm. And then, shit, I got a text from somebody like that following Tuesday. Like, yo, album is fire. I'm like, the fuck? I go check. It's up. So I was like one of the last people to even know that the shit was up.
Wow.
Somebody, like, people was finding out, hit me up about it. I was just like,
so
I bet.
We have your album. If you want to see Foul Play again, you know what we want.
Yeah. There you go.
You got to be a sick nigga.
Yep. I watch like, a lot of scary movies, horror movies.
A lot of fucked up shit.
Yeah, a lot of like mentally fucking...
like sci-fi thrillers, or like what's the most fucked up movie you watched?
I think Saw is a fucked up movie. Like, it is. Mentally, it's a fucked up movie.
It is.
So I play on that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what could I do to really fuck with people's head?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So was it a sample clearance? Like, at what point did you officially figure out what was going on?
Finally found out. Once it was up, that motherfucker got taken down.
The whole project.
Whole project got taken down. Damn. Feel me? Sample issue on the last song. But I got notice. I got in contact with the dude who sent the email and the notice to the streaming services and whatever. He's like, that notice was only sent for that song in particular. So somebody fucked up on their part, end up taking the whole shit down instead of just that one song.
Oh, wow.
So I was just like,
damn.
So whoever did that, fuck you. You a hoe. Your mama a hoe. Your daddy a bitch. Like, anyway.
As of right now, it's officially out.
It's officially out as of like 10 minutes ago.
That's crazy. As you were walking up, I saw you celebrating like, yo, it's out right now. That's amazing, man. But it speaks to your genius. It speaks to your resilience. It speaks to, you know, not folding. And, you know, I saw you go on Instagram Live and kind of like talk to the people about it while you're still in the midst of figuring out what was going on. But like, where does that part of your character trait come from? Like, how do you kind of learn how to maneuver through that? Because a lot of artists go through shit like that and they kind of don't know how to pivot. They just kind of just stuck. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, shit, just being quick on your feet. I mean, that's how it's always been, just growing up where you grew up. And then, I guess, boxing on top of that, like, you always got to be able to think quick on your feet and pivot and shit like that. And also having a team that's, all right, look, what we going to do? What we going to do? You know what I'm saying? How we going to figure this out? How we going to move through this? You feel me? So the same day that I got the notice that it got taken down off of all streaming platforms, by 5 o'clock that day, I had an app ready to go. So people can actually hear it. So shout out to Corey G.
Shouts out.
You know what I'm saying? And making that happen. Crazy producer, web developer, and all that shit. Like, he's like, how can we make this happen? And then he's like, all right, I got an idea. Let's make this app.
I want to go back for a second. Yeah. Foul Play is out now. That's cool. That's cute. You finally got it out.
It's great.
Now, Internet Bangers.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's your top track.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know where it is in reference to your other songs. It's a song that we all collectively right? But the song is 1:45, okay?
It's not 1:45.
It's 1:40. I'm looking at it.
Let me see.
It's literally 1:45. You think I'm lying?
It's 1:45.
So run that shit back in. Right.
So as a DJ, you make life hard.
I do.
Yes. You make a song that's 1:45 and it's kind of like, you ever be eating Chick-fil-A and you ran out of sauce?
No, fuck with Chick-fil-A.
You don't fuck with Chick-fil-A?
I don't.
We have bigger problems.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to it.
Layer by layer.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I don't fuck with Chick-fil-A.
You a Raisin Cane's nigga? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I do fuck with Raisin Cane's, I ain't going to lie.
So you just a natural.
But it's not like.
You're a contrarian.
I'm not a contrarian. But in contrast to Chick-fil-A, I'm going to fuck with Raisin Cane's.
Why?
Chick-fil-A be fucking my stomach. Like, it run through my shit.
Like how bad? Like, do you have soft stool or like it's like
it's
a lot
like
of stool?
Explosive.
Oh, just
shout to Dr. Dre.
You feel me?
It just all over the bowl.
Blow the doors off.
So, damn. When's the last time you had one of those?
Shit. Last time I had Chick-fil-A.
When was that?
Some years ago.
Damn.
Can't do it.
So, that's Foul Play.
That is.
Out now.
Product placement. Out now. Fucking timing. That's a callback, nigga.
That's called a callback. Yeah. But Internet Bangers is something that we all collectively like and enjoy. The song is 1:45.
Yeah.
Why?
Feature didn't come through these, so I was just like, fuck it, this shit hard. I'm gonna put
it out. So you didn't want to put another verse on it? Like, what was it?
I was, but I was just like, I was excited to put that shit out. So I was fuck it, let's put it out as
fucking
is.
Artist, who was you waiting on?
G Perico.
Word.
Really?
I sent it to G. You feel me?
So he has the song in his email right now.
I texted it to him.
You text him the song?
I, like, directly, hard off the motherfucking studio presses, you feel me? Sent it to him, sent it to Bino. Bino was supposed to, you feel me?
Oh,
we were supposed
man.
To make something happen with that, but, I mean.
Fuck it.
So
it
you,
is
so
what it is.
How long did you wait after you sent it to Perico?
Shit. Maybe a week, maybe a couple of days. I was just like, fuck it, we just gonna go. And then if we gonna run a remix, then you get on it and shit. Like, G is one
a couple of days?
Yeah, nigga. Fuck it.
But why?
Nigga, we are in the internet era. A remix could come out tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so salute to that song. I just wanted to know the backstory and why that song, because it's a song that everybody fuck with. And it's It's quick.
Yeah. Then you gotta run that shit back. And out. Fast. Like, soon as we finished recording that shit, did like a video to it, posted it up, shit went crazy. Like, fast. You feel me?
Is that one of those songs where you know in the moment, oh, this is something, or do you still wait for the reaction of the people? Because I'm sure you create a lot of music.
We knew that shit was gonna go crazy. Mm. Like, me and Corey knew it. Then once we posted it, niggas just start hitting. Niggas. Yeah. Whoa, where that shit at?
Yeah.
Send me this. Like, once I get the whole send me this and all that,
you
like,
know something.
I already know we got something, you feel me?
When did you start? Like, when did you know you was good at music, at rap?
At rap? Shit, I've been doing it for a minute, so.
Like, when did you feel like, okay, I'm good at this shit?
I would say 2016. I gassed up 2016 for sure. Like,
so before that, you was weak?
Nah, I was never weak.
So but what, I grew. You got confidence or, like, what you mean?
I was just like, this could actually be something.
Oh, you could make it into, like.
I can make it into something. Gotcha. I've always been skilled in this shit.
I was going to say, was music was always a thing, or poetry, yeah. You know that? Where did it start from? Writing, like, what age?
All that shit. It started, like, shit, probably 8, 9.
Word.
Just writing. You feel me? Just, like, creative writing. You feel me? Like, just poems or just music, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Something I want to talk about is you doing artwork.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I want to talk about that is because a lot of people always making excuses. Oh, I ain't got nobody to help me. I don't have nobody to do my artwork.
Niggas ain't got no get up.
I don't have nobody to, like, they always, especially to me, I'm the wrong one. Like, me and him are the wrong ones because.
Oh, we know.
We done built some shit from nothing.
Oh, God.
And so, like, I don't have a lot of empathy for artists who be complaining about this person. Oh, you don't fuck with me. Oh, you don't have me on your show. You don't play my shit on the radio. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Yeah. I would have so much respect for somebody like yourself. I don't think I ever told you this before, but I have a lot of respect for somebody like yourself who will find ways to learn another skill set and craft to then assist in your own journey.
Right.
At the same time, monetizing it elsewhere.
Absolutely.
Like, that's a big part of being, not even just a hustler, but that's a big part of building.
Okay.
Is that something that you intentionally, or you just didn't have somebody to help and you just did it yourself?
Mm. That's always been part of my life. Like, music, all the arts has always been my thing. Visual to music, all that. So, in high school, nigga downloaded LimeWire 7 off of, downloaded Photoshop 7 off of LimeWire.
Oh, shit.
You feel me? And then I just been fucking around with it since then. Same time as me doing music. So, it's just like, shit, both just kept going up.
Yeah.
You know, kept getting better with it.
And then, like, as far as doing artwork for people, like, I mean, you've done hella shit from people that I know. Yeah. Like, for artists, artwork, art graphics. Do you ever, like, you know how producers be saving the good beats for themselves? Mm-hmm. Do you ever make some shit and you be like, you know what? Let me make them another one because I'm gonna tuck this concept.
this is a good album cover
really
right here.
I don't really be tripping because I can always make new shit. Mm. It's just like music. Like, I might write something for somebody or whatever. I'm not gonna trip about keeping it versus not. Like, I can always make some other shit.
So all of your artwork you made yourself in Photoshop?
For the most part, yeah. And if I don't do it, I know the right person to do it. So I know how to do the creative direction shit, you know, aspect of shit. Like, okay, I feel this about this song. Let me get this artist and have them do this. Matter of fact, I'm going to have this person do the 3D art, render this shit, and then have them do the motion. You get what I'm saying? Or have them do the promo work. Or I might just do the actual graphic and then send a PSD or AI to them.
Damn.
And then, you know, it's just like I like to create a whole ecosystem to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Whether it just be through music, having a whole bunch of background singers in the room, producers and musicians come in, or having a whole ecosystem of visual artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it comes from that hustle mentality at the same time. Like, it comes from that get up and that hustle. Because just like you don't have no sympathy for a nigga that ain't got no type of get up, neither do I. Right. And I don't expect it. I don't expect shit from nobody. So me having that in my mind, I'm not about to sit here. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But I'm not about to sit here and wait on the next man to, you know, put food on my plate. I'm gonna go get that shit.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've done that and you were like, "Fuck, okay, never again."
What?
Where you waited on somebody to deliver something?
Absolutely.
Right?
That's
it was
all
disappointment.
Music.
It
because you strike me as somebody that, and not in a bad way, but you'll keep a chip on your shoulder, like, "Oh yeah, that's lesson learned."
What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
He said, lesson learned, I'll never do that again, and I'm going to remember that shit. And fuck
it
your
only
mama
take
too.
Me one time.
Yeah.
As soon as I say, don't worry about it, don't trip.
Ooh,
that's me.
Toxic.
I'm going to go do it. It's not toxic. It's just like, note it. I'm going to go, you feel me? I'm going to figure it out.
Right.
One way or the other, I'm going to figure it out. Yeah, there's no way that I'm not.
I respect that. That's me. That's how we got PB here. Because the last person we had, I was like, don't worry about it. And then now PB's
That's
got
to be the worst. That don't worry about it. You know, it's like, damn.
Ain't no love lost.
Look, and you say it with no anger, too. That's what makes people be like, no, wait, no, because what was going to happen?
It's cool. Respect. But I'm going to figure it out, though. I promise you that. Regardless of the situation, no matter how many odds are stacked against me, I've always figured it out. You feel me? And I charge that to my mom. Like, she, tough love, growing up, single mom. She was like, well, figure it out. You feel me?
You got it.
You going to, because she know I'm going to figure this shit out. She know I got the wit to put it together and make something happen.
How does she feel about the music? And how did she feel in the beginning? And then how does she feel now?
She want him to get a job.
She didn't know about it.
She didn't know.
I kept it from her for the longest.
Until when?
My uncle that followed me on Instagram.
Get the fuck out of here.
Her brother told her.
Why you keep it from her?
Shit. I kept it from my family. I just didn't want the whole asking questions of the stigma, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole stigma of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Of course, she definitely wanted me to get a job and go to school, which I did. I went to school for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, I just didn't want to even talk about it.
You got to run. Okay. For context, what year was this? Around what year did your uncle follow you on Instagram and share it with the family?
2016, 2017.
When you knew you were pretty good at this shit.
Yeah.
So was that confirmation where your uncle sends it to your family and your family co-signs it like, hey, this is actually pretty good.
Like, my mom, my stepfather's like, he told everybody. My grandma, I'm like, bro, what happened to, keeping it low, you feel me?
But so you told him that, hey, don't spread it.
I just wasn't, promoting it to him, but he went upon himself, he listened, and he told him, like, hey, he really good, though, And he'd tell me, like, if I'm trash, you feel me?
Like, I like your uncle.
Yeah. I think y'all get along real good. But he was pretty much one of the biggest inspirations, too. Always having music. Anything that came out on Tuesday when he was picking me up from school and that Explorer, he had it.
Wow.
What? Going crazy, you feel me? So
Who's somebody that, because you, I don't want to say what type of rapper do you feel you are, because I know how people view you. Like, they look at you like a certain way. Like, you're not the ratchet ass rapper.
Nah.
But you have ratchet tendencies.
I definitely do.
Okay.
I'm a South Central nigga, man. Right. I can't help it. It's certain shit that you can't help.
You can't help it.
I can't.
But are there somebody, like, rap-wise that you draw inspiration from?
Shit, I draw more inspiration from singers than rappers. Word. I ain't gonna lie to you. Ty is one of my favorite writers.
Really? Oh, that pen is crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just like him and Missy Elliott, I put as my favorite.
Ty Dolla Sign and Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's
because they have,
I like that.
They like, it's no type of filter with them with how they write shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, did they just really say that?
Right.
But they make it sound so crazy, make it sound so melodic to where it's like, this shit is beautiful. Mm. It's toxic. But it's beautiful. Like, you feel me?
Beautifully toxic.
Exactly. Like, Missy Elliott wrote Pussycat, and that shit sounds amazing. And she had Tweet. You feel me? She had Tweet going crazy in the background.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Yeah. You feel me, Ty? Listen, you already know with him.
So it's about, for you, is it more about, like, the lyrics? Is it about song structure?
It's about all of that arrangement. I have fun doing the arrangements. It's about the lyrics, how relatable they are. Like, I could rap circles all day, and I could sit here and put words together. It don't mean shit if you can't relate to or understand where I'm coming from or understand what the fuck I'm saying. Yeah. You feel me? Like, this is not the Rap Olympics. Nobody give a fuck how many syllables you got in your shit. What are you saying, and can I feel it?
What's the best crafted song that you listen to on a regular basis?
Shit.
Like, what's, like, a song that's perfect to you, basically?
Damn. That's crazy. What's the shit by Queen? Bohemian Rhapsody or Bohemian? Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody, right? By Queen.
Yeah. I know what it is. I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
That and We Are the Champions is crazy.
Yeah.
But I would say motherfucking Phil Collins, Feel It in the Air.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Crazy.
Okay, I'll pick it up what you're putting down.
First album that you bought?
Shit.
With your own money.
Guerrilla Warfare, Hot Boys.
Wow. Really?
With my own bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the ones.
Which one was the first gift to you? Or did you?
Mobs definitely got me Missy Elliott Under Construction. I remember one Christmas. It might not have been the first, but I remember for Under Construction and Bow Wow. For sure.
Production wise, who do you fuck with, draw inspiration from?
Production wise, it's a lot of people, whether it be Ty with Drugs.
Mm. Yes. Yep. Shout the Chords and all of yep.
Drugs. I fuck with Neptunes, of course. Chad got me involved. Not just Pharrell, like both of them. But I fuck with Pharrell for sure. But Pharrell, Neptunes, Drugs, goddamn, who else? Dahi. Dahi's crazy. For what it's worth, I fuck with Jermaine Dupri. I mean,
I'm glad you said JD, bro. Yeah. People be playing like JD ain't the guy.
Stop playing. He wrote Emancipation of Mimi and Motherfucking Confessions, Not Too Far Apart. Let's stop playing with JD. Stop playing with JD, bro.
Like, we shout out to Jermaine Dupri, bro.
We not about to do that. But yeah, all them shit.
What do you feel like the biggest evolution from you, like, how did you advance as an artist, advance as a, you know, arranger, like all that within Everybody's Enemy to Foul Play?
Yeah, shit, a year later, for sure. I would say more so with life, like that just made me grow as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, but from Everybody's Enemy, just doing my research, going back to these songs that I grew up listening to and loving and wondering why I loved them so much, you know what I'm saying? Studying, like, bridges, studying how these songs are arranged. Like, these are the songs that are timeless.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Especially a lot of R&B, like, from back then. Why We Love, Jodeci, Forever My Lady, or, you know what I'm saying, Diary of a Mad Band. You know, look at these fucking harmonies that they got going. Like, all these nuances that we remember.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, studying all that, and how could I apply that to my own shit? And that's what I did between the time of Everybody's Enemy and Foul Play.
Yeah. When I was in the studio, man, you can tell how hands-on you were.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And you were giving me, you know, you can kind of get into it now. You were just talking about how, you know, you knew how you had a vision for certain songs, the way they were, and getting in the melody and, you know, singing in the booth and giving reference tracks for people to actually get on it.
Sure.
Like, why was that important for you versus just saying, okay, let's just get in the booth together, or I send you a track and just kind of leave it up in the air?
Fuck that. Because if how I hear it, like, if it don't come out how I hear it, then I'm not going to love it. If I don't love it, then I don't want to put it out.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So it was real important for me to do that, especially if I got the resources to do it with the crazy, like, my homies is talented. I ain't going to lie. Like, between Sean Swift, Yanni, and Kaylee, like, all these folks, Willie B, like,
yeah,
the homie, you feel me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All these people is talented. So it's like, I'm a...
No
fuck
excuse.
The names.
Yeah.
Fuck the names. Like, let's make something crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it was real important for that to happen, for me to be there in those sessions and be like, nah, I need you to do it like this. This is the melody right here. Stick to this right here, and then add your sauce on top of it after that.
And I'm sure that they can appreciate it as artists too, to not just say, like you said, with somebody like Willie, like, who has a name, right? You know what I mean? Like, to not just say, okay, good looking out for sending me that, or, you know, when he sends you the verse, it's like, okay, I want you to say it.
Nah, it was
like this.
I need you to do this. Like, your voice is good for this by doing this. You know what I'm saying? I need you to do, just trust me on this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And it does. Like, it did. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Griff. Like, this is what I hear. I hear you on this, and I hear you doing it like this. This is how I wrote it. This the melody. This is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Then Kaylee, I want you to come in here and do this ad lib right here. Trust me, it's going to work.
Yeah.
And that's the type of shit that gets stuck in your head. I really be looking out for the little nuances, like the little random ad-libs and shit that's going to make you, like, oh, I'm waiting on that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I want to know how you ended up on tour with Talib or on the road, because I seen you was in Budapest. You was in Germany. You was in Paris.
Yeah.
You was in the UK.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, I be just doing shit.
No, bro. Don't do that.
I just be doing shit.
Don't do that.
I was living in Germany for a little bit.
Like, oh, word.
Yeah, I was out there for like summer and shit. And from there, I was like, I'm going to take advantage of it. It's open border. Mm. So I'm going to go travel to the UK, Paris by myself. Like, that was one of the best experiences I did. You feel me? And
how many countries did you hit?
Well, I was...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In that summer, like 2019, I'd hit like five countries.
That was before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because I saw you jogging. Right, I saw you jogging.
In Budapest.
That's like, bro,
fire.
Like.
That's crazy.
Bro. That's fire to say.
Just to hear that like, you jogging in Budapest.
Yeah, right, I was jogging in Budapest.
Fuck niggas in Paris.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Niggas jogging in Budapest.
I'm jogging in Budapest.
One of the best cities you could go to.
Really?
I promise you. What? You get everything for the low out there. The food is good. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful city. It's crazy. Like, what? Go to
Budapest. What perspective did that give you, having being able to travel like that and then coming back here?
It was, you know, of course you were excited, but at the same time, like, once, like, I get back to the Airbnb and shit and post up, it's like, damn, it's a lot of niggas I know that I never experienced this shit. It's a lot of niggas I know that died before they could even experience this shit. Like, we talked about the whole Cali situation, right?
Yeah.
And that 2016, that's what made me really gas up and shit. We'll get into that after, but it's just like, some niggas, not saying that Cali was, because he was just a mind of his own, but a lot of niggas I know, they perspective of life and space is just within these blocks. It's just within L.A.
And their neighborhoods and shit.
Not even just the neighborhood, just L.A. L.A. Yeah. becomes small as fuck when this is all you know.
Facts.
You could hit every corner of L.A. and it start closing in. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And I was always one of them niggas that was like, it's more, because I had a, you know, R.P. my Uncle Hiram and shit, like, he got killed, but he was one of them niggas that was in the street but still traveling. He'd go to Thailand and shit, come back to the block type shit. You crazy, feel me? Yeah. Like, my pops had me on airplanes early. Mm. You feel me? These are street niggas. You feel me? Like, but we traveling, so I always had that in me. Like, they always made sure, like, this just
you
not
knew it.
It
was more.
It's way more.
Wow.
And these is coming from, like, niggas that done did it up type shit. Right. So it's like,
that's something that I always told the homies, like, especially in the hood, mm-hmm. like the world is bigger than what you think it is.
I'll
and
promise
once you and I think that more people like that come from where we come from, mm-hmm. need to get exposed to that.
I promise.
Because I think my life changed too when I started traveling and going on the road, like obviously through doing hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go on the road and I've been to like 46 states. And then like once you do that, I think your whole perspective.
Even going to another state, that should have changed your perspective, let alone a whole other country. Taking a 12-hour flight, 16-hour flight. You feel me? Yeah. Like, that do so much, and I just really be encouraging niggas to go. And if you got the chance, leave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go see some shit, and that's going to change your perspective. Even if it's not by a lot, it's at least a little.
It at least lets you know the world's bigger than your hood.
Exactly. Yeah. Bigger than your city, bigger than your hood. You know what I'm saying? But to the Tylib shit, shout out to my boy Spinalik.
Spinalik.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, they set that play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Spin been DJing for Tylib for a minute. He was like, it's time. And then right before the pandemic hit, we did this, you know, little Amsterdam situation, European tour. I was just like, at that point.
Yo, how fire is that?
Man, don't just glaze over that. Don't do that. Bro, Tylib is one of them. He's like touted as a rapper's rapper.
Mm-hmm.
All of the rappers look, they all, everybody, all the rappers that we like, oh yeah,
Kanye,
this nigga, this Jay.
Used to open up for him.
It's Jay and Ye. Facts. And
come
they
on,
all
man.
Mentioned Tylib.
Yeah.
And so don't just like, oh yeah, I got to do this, bro. Like,
no,
was that?
I ain't going gloss. Because
I saw a post that you put up.
Yeah.
And you was wilding. You said, nigga, what the fuck?
I mean, yeah. So even when I first started traveling, like going out the country, it was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm in Paris. Like, man, I'm not supposed to be here. You feel me? Like, statistically,
right?
Like,
but being able to touch the same stage, to be
come on, man, and that let me know, like, I'm made for it. I'm made for it. Like, I think it was the last Amsterdam show, big ass venue. Then they had like the underground tunnel and shit. You know the tunnel that the NBA players
right,
be going through
yeah,
right
yeah.
before the game. Like, they about to call me up on stage. I'm going through that tunnel. I'm like, all right, it's time to go. As soon as I get on that stage, it's just like, go crazy. You feel me?
I remember.
I'm ready.
I remember going on tour with Tech N9ne and just being in awe of his stage show.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me better as a DJ.
Exactly.
When you got to do that with Tylib, like, How did it change your show, your stage performance, your rapping, your breath? Yeah. Like, what did you get from that?
Changed a lot, really. More so, like, you got to win these motherfuckers over. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of these niggas can't even speak English. Yeah. So I got to cross language barriers, and I got to make sure they fucking with it. Mm-hmm. So niggas can't tell me that music ain't about feeling. Right. Because if you can't understand what I'm saying, but, nigga, the sonics and the vibration is making you come up for it. Like, it'll go like this. I come out on stage, do the first track. They curious. Yeah. I get them curious at that point. Mm-hmm. And then as the show go on, I start seeing people from the back start coming up to the front. I'm like, I got these niggas. And then from that point, I'm just like, I'm doing call and responses. You feel me? Like, you know, like I say my name. Like, you don't know me, but you're going to know my name at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. Then I'll make sure they say it at the end of the show. Yeah. You feel me? Like, yeah. the whole crowd saying Sham 1016, where I'm from, South Central. Like, yeah, really doing that. So
that's wild.
That's bro. Fire.
It's good that you embrace those experiences. Again, I know we were just joking about you not, or you kind of like playing it off, but like you can see that it's a serious thing for mm-hmm. you. You know, you hold it in there, you embrace it, which is good. I want to. You mentioned going to college, and mm-hmm. that's one of the things that I kind of respected about you is that the fact that, you know, while you're pursuing this music, you got your degree as well, yeah. right? Yeah. And you know, seeing posts about that, I mean, just talk about that experience of being in school, finishing a degree, and then the traveling went after that or around that time. Yeah. But just that whole experience of actually being in school and finishing something, because I know, and you can confirm it or not, was it for you or was it for moms?
Shit, really more so like Fresno State, that was for moms for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't having me just sitting at the crib because I ain't have no plan to go to college at all.
Word.
I was going to stay home. I remember too. It was Halloween night. I was supposed to go to Not Scary Farm with the homies and shit. She was like, I'm on the way out the door. She's like, nah, you're not going. You got to write these personal statements.
Oops.
What personal statements?
Wow.
For college.
What you talking about? Yeah, you got to do it for Monterey Bay, Clark, Atlanta, and Fresno State. I'm hot.
Like, press the line on
I'm
you.
I'm hot. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to fuck
going
all
Not Scary Farm.
You feel me? I'm trying to go up. I'm like, you serious? She's like, yeah. So I had to sit at the crib and write them personal statements. She applied for me, like,
right, right.
Because I told her I don't really plan on going. I might go to community college or something, but I'm not going. You feel me? I'm not leaving.
Damn.
Sure enough, she made that happen. And then I got into all them shits, and I chose Fresno.
What was your major? What did you get a degree in?
Communication.
Communications.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know. No, I don't really mean shit.
Like, when people say, like, oh, yeah, I got a degree in communications, like, what the fuck does that actually mean?
You know
mean?
How to write a fucking paper.
Exactly.
Really?
You can see some shit through. That's all. Yeah.
It ain't about shit.
The technical thing is you're supposed to be, you know, they give you the tools to be able to do, like, public communication, like, mass communication,
and
stuff like that.
And that shit ain't shit.
And it's, exactly.
But that don't, I guess. You have a bachelor's degree.
I got a master's, too.
Boom. Yeah. That's what I want to get to.
Okay, bet.
Talk about that master's.
That was for me.
That was for you. Explain.
Yeah. Because I always thought it was player to be like, yeah, I got my master's.
It is.
That's all. It was that. And plus, I needed some bread. So I was like, I'm going to get this financial aid money, bro. Like, because around that time when that was happening, it was some wicked shit going on. And I found myself going, we ain't even got to get into detail. But if you know type right. shit, you know, you can read between the lines.
Yeah.
So before I go sit down and do some time, like, I'd rather just go get it how I could.
So when you was
going to go write another paper to get into
it. I'm going to write. And then I didn't have to go take no tests, no entry tests and shit. Nigga had the grades. It was either that, USC or Georgetown. I got them both. Nigga smart.
So when you went in, so don't just, that's, bro, I understand you monotone and you hella cool.
Yeah.
But people don't have master's degrees. My mom got a master's degree.
Right.
In real life, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And she never made, like, a lot of money or nothing. Like, she never got to experience life right. in the way that you do. But when you was trying to get your master's degree, you was getting your financial aid money, right?
Hell yeah. That was the main motivator.
Buying your J's.
Nah, I was buying other shit.
Got you. when you was doing the books.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. when you was going for your master's, though... Yeah. Like, is that something, like, you said you did it for you.
Yeah.
But what did what kept you going? Just because, like, because I don't know. You said
financial
aid. No.
Oh, God.
Straight up. No, bro.
That's part of it, for sure.
Okay, that's part of it. What's the other part of it?
Shit, I'm not no bitch. Like, I don't quit. I don't stop. If so I start stubborn. Something. Yes. Like a motherfucker. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm stubborn as a motherfucking bull. Like, you, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do that shit.
You can't get a doctorate degree.
Huh?
You can't get a doctorate degree.
I could if I wanted to. I'm done with school. That's said, over with.
You ain't pissing me into that bullshit.
But if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it just to show. Like, I'm petty, too. So it's that like.
Chip on your shoulder.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's how it's been with the music shit, too.
What's the master's in?
Master's in communication management, emphasis on media entertainment.
Perfect.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
So they basically just, you got a lot of professors that's from Hollywood. That's worked in Hollywood. You feel me? They basically break down different campaigns, how you go about campaigns, and why these advertising agencies do A, B, and C and shit like that.
So you could, in theory, leave music and go work, go get a fire ass job.
It ain't that easy. Once again, the degrees don't really be meaning shit. Right, right. But
you got the qualifications.
In theory, you're qualified.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And then I got some shit in the works. You know what I'm saying? But I done did some shit, some cool shit.
That's wild, bro. Sorry.
Once again, it's that hustle shit. Like, yeah. I'm going to get it every way that I can. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot.
I think that's fire because it sets you apart from obviously, other entertainers. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I mean, and I'm sure there are a number of entertainers that actually gone to school, gone through it, but it's not something that you see that's highlighted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think as a representation thing, that does something dope from people that come from communities like ours. Like,
You
want to push school or not, it just gives people another option as to how you can go about that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. But I think that the reason why you would say I gloss over it or I'm monotone about it is just because even with, like, the master shit, that shit don't make me exempt from a lot of the shit that I was going through. Right. I was still catching fades on Western, like, during my master's program. Getting into shit, like, hopping out on shit during my master's program, first week, like, into it with niggas type shit. You feel me? Like, so...
Was it because you weren't out the way?
I was out the way. Shit tend to come to me, and okay. I don't turn it down. That's my problem.
Got you.
It's not a problem, but that's my... I guess
the challenge.
Yeah, you could say that, and then it turns into some other shit, and then it turns into some other shit.
How have you learned now that you know you have this platform? You got people looking at you. You know, you're a role model in certain aspects, right? People look at you, right? Mm-hmm. To you know, just they see what you're going through and they aspire to be like you. Other artists or whatever the case may be, people that's coming up. How do you tone that down now?
As far as what tone down what?
Tone down the. When the bullshit does come your way.
I was never one to broadcast it. So you would never know unless I told you.
Got it.
So that's never been my thing to get on live or get on social media and be like, oh, I'm tripping on shit. What you move, nigga? You a bitch.
But not that aspect. I'm talking about in the moment of some shit going on. Like, if some shit, like, cameras off, everybody's away, some shit goes down, right? It's one thing of, you know, protecting yourself. Yeah. But if you, like you said, shit tends to come to me. Is it a situation where you can be like, you know what? I already know this is going. I'm done. Or it's like, nah, fuck that.
Nah.
So how do you tone that down? Or do you even try? Why not?
I got to grow still, man.
So you're not that good of a person. Leave him alone.
I still got to grow.
God damn. The nigga just told you.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just certain shit
that you can't escape. Yeah. Like, nigga, you are your parents' DNA.
Right.
So it's certain shit that's in me that I'm not going to be able to help.
But you also get tested with certain shit in life, and until you've learned how to go through it and get past it, you're going to keep getting
I've been chilling lately.
Things. Which is good. I gave you props on live because I know how frustrating this process has been to try to get the project out. And for you to handle it in the way you did, I feel like that's growth. Yeah, you was tripping, but it wasn't on... I mean, you did kind of call some people out, but I mean, I understand, but it didn't go past
that type of way. Yeah. Is what it is.
It didn't go past a certain way, so that shows growth. Now, I do want to talk more about the project before we get up out of here. Big Rube, man.
Come on, man.
Talk about Come Big on, Rube, man. Bro. Getting him on the project.
Yeah.
When I heard it, and you
got
saw
about
you,
your seat, fool.
You saw me in real time. It took a moment for me to kind of like register. I'm like, oh, that's dope. He's got he got a cool little sample until I heard the name. I'm like, oh, no, no, that's some real shit. How did you link up with Big Rule, bro?
Shout out to my boy DeMarco Smith, Maintain the Mystery and all that, man.
Man, fire person, by the way. Shout
out to
him.
Absolutely. Fucking treasure out here, man.
Yeah, history in L.A., man, for
sure. Exactly. So he made that connect because he had some shit going with him for an upcoming project that he got going on. Mm. Mind you, I've been wanting Big Room on something for the longest. So alignment is crazy. Mm. I'm like, bro, give me his contact. Yeah. I need him on this. Then shit, sure enough, we chopped it up. And we was just breaking down the project and shit. He sent me like this Bible verse, Matthew 10:16. Wow. You feel me? Like, and it talks about be as wise as, no, he said be as harmless as lambs, be as wise as serpents. And then like my whole thing revolves around like the concept of a snake and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So that was just more alignment and shit. I was like, yeah, got him on there. Corey G played keys live on that shit, like under his poem and shit.
So wait, he sent you that? After you guys talked, or this was kind of like in real time, no, he sending you to Matthew 10:16.
He talked, after we talked, he sent it.
Gotcha.
And then I sent him the concept of what I was thinking for the poem or for the piece, gotcha, you know, gotcha. Called The Serpent Circle and shit like that. And then from there, he sent that, and then he just knocked that shit out. But that was crazy. Like, wow. Bro, I'm an Outkast fan, Dungeon Family, Organized Noise fan. You feel me? Like, so for that to happen, for that, it come full circle. It's just crazy. I mean, for the people that really know that shit,
yeah.
Y'all know what just happened.
Bro.
I don't expect everybody to get it.
Yeah.
But it's for me. Like, this is for what I love.
It's a confirmation for you. Like, you were talking about that earlier, how you have certain moments in your life where you're like, yo, this is meant to be. Like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm on the right path. And that's definitely one of those, like, oh, yeah, okay. If there's no other sign, that's one for myself to know to keep going and make that shit happen.
Exactly.
Two more things.
What's up, man?
Entrepreneur.
Yes,
yeah, man.
Okay.
Shout out to Black of the Berry Juicery. Got my boy Neek in here, business partner, made that shit happen, man.
Fire. Is this something that, like, is this something you always wanted to, like, venture into?
Absolutely.
Like, so you do the artwork, you doing the music video.
You running like 25 miles. I'd be hot to see you do
that
shit, bro.
I did the LA Marathon last year.
Yeah, man. I'm
shout out to you for doing that, because I would never.
I'm jealous. I'm definitely
I would never.
I don't blame you.
I would never.
I don't blame you.
Like, I don't ever plan on running a marathon in my entire life.
I do. And I aspire. That,
when you
that
do
shit
it, I'll
amazing.
Do it with you.
Let's do it, bro.
For sure.
Yeah, y'all had that shit. I'm going to be at the donut shop. But look, this right here, I'm about to taste it.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do a live reaction for you. All right. You drink it. Oh, he been drinking
shit,
his.
I'll smack my shit.
Come on, man. All right. Knock it back. That's a yellow there right there.
So hey, what's in this one?
I say, can you give him the flavor names, too?
Yeah, what's this one?
That's yellow there right there.
It's
this
what?
Yellow there.
Yellow there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pineapple base right there. Sauce. What else? Cucumber.
And what's that one?
This one is Love John.
Love John.
Love John.
Like Philly.
Yep.
Okay. And
my
what's that?
My boy from Virginia. You feel me?
And what's that
time
one?
In Philly. Come on, man.
Leave him on
leave
red.
Leave him on red.
Beats and
that's
all that.
That's interesting. And
it's
then
the same one, right?
Oh, yeah. The green one. What's the green one called? Green is good. All right. So this one is called
Yellow There.
Give him the website too, how they can order
it
up.
BTBjuicery.com. BTBjuicery.
Oh, this not bad.
It ain't.
BTB so is this like it's no sugar?
None
it's,
of that.
This shit is fire too.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, get you a bar.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Yeah, wake your shit up real quick.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Mm-hmm. Now, so technically, so do you juice cleanse and shit like that? Like, were you on cleanses?
Yeah, this been part of my lifestyle. You feel me? So when he came up with this idea, he already had it going. And just knowing him through boxing and shit and knowing him through just, you know, being on fly shit, like, we always connected on that. When he came up with this, I'm like, yeah, I want parts. Yeah. You feel me? I want to invest. I want to.
I'm in.
I need to get in on this because it's already aligned with what I do with the health and fitness and the juicing and shit like that. So I'm like, whatever I could do, whatever resources that I got, whatever network I got, I'm going to bring it over here.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever people and we're going to make it look like something from the merch to the promo videos to everything. The presentation going to be crazy, so.
All right, Mr. Master's degree. It's time for the homegrown head scratcher.
Hey, man.
Let's go.
I ain't been in elementary school
for
a minute.
Let's go.
So.
Elementary school test questions. These are three of them. I got you. Even if you don't know.
Yeah.
Take a second and just guess.
For sure.
I'm going to give you an easy one first. All right? What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
Denominator.
Okay. See, that's easy. That's right?
Master's degree shit.
Nah, that's shit. Elementary. That's he the one with the doctorate.
All right. No, don't. Y'all can't participate in this. Just
nah,
don't
I
look
need
over
my
there.
Lifeline.
Nah, don't look over there.
All right, come on, man.
All right. Oh, this is good. Did you study music?
Not in school, nah.
All right, I'm gonna do that one next. All right, so what was the very first mass-produced automobile?
Very first mass-produced automobile. It got to be a Ford, right? Yeah, Ford.
Ford what?
You want to be specific.
Yeah.
All right, Ford, I don't know. I just know it's a Ford.
Ford what?
Ford sedan.
I ain't never heard that one, but
yeah, it's a sedan. It's not specific, but specific.
I don't even think sedans was invented when they started making cars.
Shit,
I don't know. It's a Ford horse.
Nigga. Yeah, Ford carriage.
Right.
It's called the Ford Model T.
Yeah, what?
Why elementary school?
But exactly, that's what I'm saying. What that. Elementary school teacher is teaching
this
the kids?
White people.
This? Nah. Nigga, I went to Menlo Elementary School.
Bro, I don't give
a fuck. I am a product of LA's best. We ain't really.
I literally said, this is white people's test question.
See, that's why we be failing that standardized test. Because shit like this, you feel me?
Bet. Last one, you ready?
Cool, man.
A violin usually has how many strings?
I'm going to say 8. Wait,
what
nah.
you mean you going to say 8? Is 8 your final answer?
Nah. A violin has... Bitch got like... I'm going to go half 4.
Why you going to go half?
Because.
That's your final answer?
Yep.
It's 4.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
On, but you man. Said 8.
Nah, and then I had to think about it.
So you answered before you thought?
Yep.
Is that a common thing? Do you usually like act before you think?
Exactly. That's why I be getting into shit. Boom.
That's why you be fighting on Western.
Possibly.
I feel. Right.
10-16, foul play out right now.
Foul play out. You feel me?
The year can't end.
What's up?
Without Shan 10-16 doing what? This is the manifestation part. Like, what's on your mind? What's on your bucket list? Goals, things that you want to achieve. Year can't end without Shan 10-16 doing
big
what?
Tour. You feel me? The year can't end without me being on a tour.
Do you secretly already have one lined up? So it's going to like look kind of cool after this comes out.
And you then, never know. You,
announce some you shit.
Never know with me, man. Come on, man. Got to keep you guessing.
What's the tour called? Catching Phase on Western?
Yep. I like
with,
that.
With Juice.
Catching with Juice.
Phase on Western with Juice.
I like that. I like that.
Give them the website again before we get.
BTBjuicery.com.
If they want to download, because you have an app for Foul Play as well.
But it's out on streaming now, too. So if you want to be
stream
lazy.
Stream it.
You feel me? Stream that, but you could get it. At app.sham1016.com, it's a PWA. I'm going to run through that real quick. A PWA is a progressive web application. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's just a web app that you could just, that is capable and is made to do specific shit. So it makes it look like an app.
Gotcha.
But it's just a website.
But it's not an app.
Yeah, a lot of developers use PWAs and shit. So.
And... You have a text community as well.
Yep, text.sham1016.com. I'll be saying some wild shit on there.
Hilarious. I'll be saying, I think you said something like, oh, y'all thought the album was going to come out.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
any way I can reach y'all, like, it's not hard to reach me. I'm going to reach out to y'all. Follow me on sham1016 on Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. 1016.supply. I got a lot of shit going on, bro. Get the merch. Merch dropping tomorrow. Well, it already dropped
out,
and sold out by the time you
it's
see this.
Be out. Yeah.
Yeah, you know? So
man,
we got a lot of shit in motion,
through,
bro.
And look forward to more elevation and, you know, everything else you got going on, bro. We
appreciate
definitely build,
y'all,
man.
Foul
play out right now. Sham 1016, yeah. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We out.
Nigga mean.